Welcome back to another exciting episode of Action Features. Today I have not one, but two guests. And let's see if I don't screw them up today. We'll see how we do. We have Sam R. Everett and Nathan Holland. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Oh, wait, I forgot. Your short's called Dizzy.
Yeah.
I almost forgot. Sorry about that, guys. That's me not mentioning it early. So I think the easiest way to broach this short, which is what I'm going to do, I'm going to start right at the beginning with the music.
Okay.
Now, did the animation come first or the music come first?
That's a question for Nathan. He's the one that did all the animation. He found the music.
Oh.
And so, Nathan, go ahead.
Yeah, so the animation came first. So we had always had in mind that we wanted a certain type of music to fit the animation. So basically, I had 80% of the movements planned out, and then when we found the song we wanted to go with, that is Tides by Arend, that helped inform the rest of the animation and, you know, any of the editing that went around trying to make it match up as far as timing goes.
Okay, you just said forms the animation, correct? So the animation wasn't complete when you found the music then?
Correct.
So it's a 6-minute short. How far into the short had you gotten to?
So at that point, I was still working with the first part in my process, which is basically coming up with, kind of choreographing the dance out of different movements. There's a lot of looking up different dances that involved spinning, you know, like dervishes or ballet. So at that point, it was a lot of these disconnected pieces that still needed to fall into place eventually.
Okay, fair enough. So I'm going to go back. I haven't forgotten what you say. Sam, don't worry. I'm just going to go for a couple more seconds. So I couldn't really decide on what kind of style of animation this is. Does it have a name?
Honestly,
it may not.
I don't know.
That's why I'm asking.
I don't know, but we are the major inspiration as far as visuals go. There's another animator from Utah named Ryan Woodward, and he did this beautiful short about 12 years ago called Thought of You. That's this it's basically everything I want to do, just executed on a much higher skill level. But this style of combining very simple traditional visuals, based in life drawing, and sort of using that simplicity to make it so we're able to have more interesting movement, especially at my skill level and our budget.
So, Sam, since you're an animator, I presume you wrote it?
Yeah, I wrote it. It was a letter to my mother, and it was like a poem style because I grew up feeling like I didn't belong, and especially the last few years where I came out as trans, and she wasn't super happy about that. And
I did take that. Perfect. That is in the short and one of my questions.
Yeah.
Was it an LGBT? That's mm-hmm. why I took the short, but I don't want to judge anybody. So keep going, please.
Yeah. So I was trying to explain how it felt and what it was like because she just didn't understand and we still communicate very well, but she was able to read the story and then be like, okay, I can kind of see where you're coming from. So it was really important to me. But I really saw it as a film. And luckily I have a cousin, Nathan's my cousin. Who animates. And so I was like, hey, can you animate this film for me? So I wrote it up as a film and then had Nathan do the animation, and the music.
Okay. I want to back up even more.
Okay.
You said you're talking to your mom and she doesn't quite get what you're going through. And
yep.
I mean, I'm not trans. I understand that.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's fine. So then you're saying you wrote a poem. Now, did you have inspirations for the poem?
No, it just kind of just came to me one
Okay.
day. I was just like, in my mind, I was just like trying to come up with a good metaphor for what it's like to not fit in. And so I just thought of a group of people who all they do is spin, and that spinning is the way to joy, and that's the only way that you can be happy. And then there's the child character who can't spin because they get dizzy. And it actually comes from motivation or inspiration from television. So television, you know, they have the true motion. Have you heard of that, where they like add scenes? Well, I to make it flow better, but it looks weird. I don't like it. But
It's
and so
horrible.
I growing up, I'd be like, I can't watch this. And my parents were like, what are you talking about? You can't, there's nothing different. It's not, you know, you can't see it. You're just making it up. And so I felt like I just wasn't understood. And that's just like a small example. And so I was thinking about what would it be like to be in a whole community, which I did grow up in, that doesn't understand you and that doesn't want you. And so I thought of the spinning people and was inspired by that short that Nathan mentioned, and then just tried to explain what it would feel like to try to do your best but be rejected still.
I'm gonna let you guys know a little insight. I hate spinning.
Yeah,
I
me
hate
too.
watching spinning, and it makes me dizzy. So this short
Exactly.
spoke to me so much at a different level.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, can they stop spinning? Please, please stop spinning. Just are these characters ever? And when the child met the other child and so talked, I'm like, oh my God, thank you. I don't like dizzy. I just wanted you guys to find that funny as a reviewer. I hate spinning. So whenever anybody spins a camera, I'm like, well, don't do that shot. Please don't ever use that shot. It just makes me ill instantly. I'm sure that's not the
Absolutely.
reaction you expected from a reviewer, but I wanted to let you guys know that I was spinning. So I'm presuming that from what I've understand, the three people are you, your parents, and yourself, I guess. Who's the other child?
So it's just a stranger.
Okay.
It's more of an aspirational, just trying to find my group. I moved to Wisconsin recently from Utah. Don't have any friends, and so I didn't want to end this story on a sad note. I wanted to have an inspiration because I struggle with a lot of depression and anxiety, and I just really wanted to feel like a part of something. And so I imagined this stranger coming up and, you know, hey, this is the name for it. This is what is going on, and there's a bunch of us that can't spin because we get dizzy. So why don't you come with us? And so I wrote that not as truth, but as an
Truth
aspiration.
for me, truth for me. I have a question for both. I'm going to put it out here. So you were in Utah. What is the Utah film community like? Is it accepting of this kind of stuff, or is it pushing it away?
So we actually just got accepted to the, what do they call it? The Utah Queer Film Festival.
Oh, I didn't know there was one. That's awesome.
So we just got accepted to that, and so there is in Salt Lake quite a bit of a queer
Okay,
community,
good.
but not a ton. It's very
Okay.
Mormon, very Christian, and so
Well, that's
it.
now you see where my question was going. That's I kind of left it.
So this experience is really something that a lot of people from, especially from Utah, can relate to because there's such a broad culture of sort of like Christian fundamentalism in a way. At least cultural speaking, there's a lot of like similarities there. So a lot of the queer people that do live here have had that experience
Okay,
exactly of
I could see
growing
that
up
in Utah.
feeling completely misunderstood.
100%, I get it. Now, how long did it take you to write the poem?
I don't, probably one night. Just
So really, it all just
yeah.
came to you in the night. Wow. And okay, then you sent it to Nathan. And how long did it take you to put your two sections together? Don't tell me one night, because that'd be
No,
pretty impressive.
this is, we've been working on this for a long time. We're like, we're gonna do it, and then we like didn't do it and didn't do it and didn't do it, and then finally I was like, let's just do it, let's get going. And so I sent some ideas to Nathan. I really wanted it to be really inky. I like ink people who are have come to life and are dancing. And so that's kind of what I said to him. And then he turned it into the art that it is now.
Yeah, it was actually a really interesting collaborative process because with Sam, he is always like really open and reticent to new ideas and concepts. And so this is something that's been like baking in his mind for like half his life. And when we start talking about it, we both realize that there's like a lot of stuff out there that we really like, but also, you know, gotta shrink the scope down to make it so it's like feasible at all. So there was, needless to say, it was a pretty long pre-production process of sort of like narrowing that vision down. But once we got started, it was only a couple of months until we got to the end point.
Okay, I'm gonna go back a tiny bit more. Do you think you're short? You're saying, can I interject and say, is it more about mental health? Because I
You
felt
know,
it could have been a mental health thing. I mean, I understand what you're saying, you're not accepted by your community, which is upsetting for anyone. But I felt the dizziness part was causing me nauseous. So I went to maybe it's a mental health thing that you could use this more for acceptance of everyone, not just queer people. I'm talking people like me that hate spinning or somebody that hates ice skating. Like, you know, it could be anything. Like, somebody hates Cheerios. I mean, going to extreme here. Have you tried looking at that avenue for your short, sending it out to one of those
For sure.
organizations?
And so I feel like it identifies most with the queer community, but I feel like almost anybody can identify with Dizzy, feeling like
Yes.
they don't belong or if they don't fit in, you know, the imposter syndrome. It's a real thing.
Yes.
And so and I feel like it really speaks to that. And I think most people have felt it that way. And so we are mostly trying to get accepted by queer film festivals because that I feel like that just rings true most. But you know, but me the mental health definitely fits in. But that's the great thing about art. You can watch it once, you can watch it twice and see different things and feel different things, and then and it can talk for people who don't have voices of their own.
You
Yeah.
two are continuing to work together. Do you think you're going to do more queer shorts? Can I use that term in the
Yeah,
future?
sure. I'm not sure. It's up to Nathan. He's the one that did all the work. Like, I just wrote
Like, no, without a writer, I mean, some
it.
people can't draw. I can't draw.
I can't
So
draw
I will need
either.
Nathan to draw. Maybe he can't write. I mean, it's y'all need collaboration.
I keep trying to make Sam draw and so he can learn to do it himself. But I guess for now, we're just gonna keep relying on my side for that part. But yeah, for sure, we're going to be continuing to work together in the future. How that shakes out, I guess it remains to be seen. But
Absolutely. You do have speaking in this film. I want people to know it's not just a silent
No,
thing.
it's not a completely silent film. There are a couple of lines that I thought were really important. One is from the mother saying that spinning is the only way to find joy,
Yes.
and it's your fault that you didn't learn it correctly. And that's a message that I got from my mother.
That's what I was looking for. You got it. Yes, go keep going.
And so I felt like I had to include it because it's, even though it's a mostly silent film, but just that idea that this is the only way to be happy and you are messing it up. And so and then the stranger, I wanted the stranger to explain things and say, hey, there's a bunch of us, and so come join us. And so I wanted that kind of inspiration, and that's actually Nathan's voice doing that, because we just did a practice one and I was like, oh, I really like you as the stranger, so we kept it in.
So, do you feel after making this short, not just for your parents, for other people, do you feel more acceptance with who you are now? Not that you need to have sense who you are, but it sounds like you're looking for that.
It's I'm hoping that going to film festivals and actually having people watch it, I'm hoping to find community
Good.
and other queer film festival, you know, festivals, or just other people who are making art, because I've not never been a really an artistic person. I've been doing psychiatry for 10 years, which is another thing. Speaking of mental health, my life is mental health, and so obviously there's going to be a little bit of that in the film. But I think that getting art and learning how to make my own movies is something I really want to do. Just because I love movies so much. They speak to my soul. I feel like that's how I think. I feel like that's how I feel. And I really want to express what I have in my head and see and be seen.
Okay, Nathaniel, this is probably a better question for Mr. Everett, but I'm going to give it to you or Miss whatever. At the end, we have wonderful, supportive people in our lives. Spread thanks to dizzy people who keep on trying. Does this relate to you at all, or just to the writer?
Yeah, that relates to me as well. I sort of grew up as a black sheep in my family, and in a lot of ways, Sam has helped me like discover things about myself that I had from years of conditioning, sort of like kept tamped down. Like just the process of being that close in proximity to someone, sort of like going through a transition has sort of like helped me reshape my ideas about gender and that sort of thing. But we both grew up in LDS families, so we both sort of had that experience of growing up and seeing people that were like really into something, but it just did not at all click with us, you know? And then, like, having that experience of, in return, expressing our feelings and then having them just completely rejected, you know, prima facie.
I think you two work so well together because you're so similar in your stories. I mean, I think your collaboration is wonderful. I want to state that now. So I'm going to
Thank
move on
you.
to the fun
Thanks.
question part of the interview, unless I missed something about the short. Feel free to mention it to me. I mean, sorry, it's only 6 minutes. I can only do so much. So it's your first time on the show. I need both of your favorite films, please.
Oh, dear God, that's a hard question.
You knew it was
There's
coming.
so many things out there.
You've listened to the show, and you've said you have, so you're getting called out now.
Nathan, go first.
Okay. I'll say my favorite right now. You know, everyone's lists shift around all the time, but I really love the film Mind Game from director Masaaki Yuasa. This
Okay,
one is
that's what I
from
thought you were going. I'm
2004.
like, which one's he going with?
So it's just a really creative form of storytelling where obviously the animation's insane in that movie. Low key, my favorite sex scene in any film. But also, just every other aspect of that film has so many layers of like visual metaphor. And honestly, I just love the way they aren't afraid to like break the human form in when it comes to animating. And I really, you know, I see them as a major inspiration.
Sam.
All right. Well, mine's not a movie, but it's a show. I absolutely love BoJack Horseman. Like, it's the best. The way they portray the mental health, the way they make this horrible, like, every character is horrible, but they make them so lovable. But they're terrible people. And I just love that so much, how you can just flip something on its head, have an unreliable narrator, and then just enjoy them going through life and fucking everything. I don't know if you're allowed to say anything, messing everything up on your
You can say
show.
whatever you want.
Okay. But it's just I just love it. I've watched it over and over again, and it has really helped me with like my depression and stuff like that.
Your favorite genre of film to watch?
Drama. Drama,
Both.
dark comedy. How about dark dramas slash comedy?
Yeah, yeah.
That's we have a movie night together. We both turn on our
Oh, I
TV and
wonder.
then call each
No,
other
and
and then watch the show together. And
yeah.
we usually go with the dark comedies. So,
So hold on, I can't let that off the hook. I need to know what the last film we watched was together.
What was it, Nathan?
Oh man. So I don't know. I'm gonna have to find my book of many movie notes, but we've watched a few really good movies together that way. I think one of the last ones we watched was Past Lives,
Yes.
the fantastic movie that's like filled with like all sorts of like character acting and really like subtle inter-character drama, but only slightly undercut by our like jokes we tell each other
I
while
love
watching.
it.
But
I love it. Last question, your favorite actor? It can be an actress. I'm just put actor because it's generic for me.
Natalie Portman, I would say. I love her. I mean, she's in so many movies and she's just so talented and gorgeous. I just love her.
I don't really have a good answer to this, but I'm gonna go with Steve Blum. He's a really good voice actor.
Oh, I'm like, who's Steve Blum? I'm trying to figure out who that is, man.
Yes,
Before I let you guys go, do you have a website or anything? That would be a good time.
we have an Instagram and it is at Dizzy underscore short. No, Dizzy, what is it, Nathan? Dizzy underscore film underscore short. And
other way
it
around,
is.
busy underscore short underscore film.
There you go. And so it has a little bit of like the pre-production, like what I sent Nathan, what I was kind of going for. And then it has clips from or like scenes from the movie, the film. And so there's just like little there's I think we have movie clips, but we at least have scenes that you can see the art and kind of where it
Yeah.
started and where we ended. So
Yeah. It's something we've been updating here and there, but obviously, this is our first time submitting to film festivals with this film. So we are learning a lot as we go
good.
and trying to figure out how to promote such a short film as part of that.
Well, I'm a good way to help, so
Thank you. Yes, we
yep.
appreciate it.
Well, thank you for
Yeah.
your time and have a great evening.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.